Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Paul said, I believe in the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Paul believed in the resurrection of the dead. What does that mean? That is the whole reason why Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross, and he was the first resurrected of the dead, because he promised that in 3 days, he told the Pharisees, you will kill me, but in 3 days, I will be resurrected. And Jesus never lied. He said, whosoever will believe in him will have eternal life. Because he lives, we can live. And we can face tomorrow. I don't know if you know that song. Friends, I'm so happy that you're with me today. I'm excited to read the Word of God every day and share it with you. And God wants us to know his Word. God wants us to know who he is. God wants to have fellowship with each and every one of us. It is our choice to seek that path and get to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. We're reading Acts chapter 3 today. And Paul began. Paul was arrested. And they beat him up. And they were going to almost kill him until he said that he was a Roman. And all of a sudden they had to follow the law. Like we follow the law in America, whether we like it or not, we have to follow the law. Amen. So Paul began. They were beating him, and he finally said to someone, I'm Jew. I'm Roman. I'm a Roman citizen. Like you are an American citizen. You have rights, and they just cannot beat you up and kill you. They have to go through the law. The same thing here. Brothers, I have always lived before God in good conscience. Instantly, Ananias, the high priest, commanded those close to Paul to slap him on the mouth. And Paul said to him, God shall slap you, you whitewashed pigpen. What kind of judge are you to break the law yourself by ordering me struck like that? Those who were standing near to Paul said to him, is that the way you talk to God's high priest? I didn't realize he was the high priest, brother, Paul replied. For the scriptures say, never speak evil of your ruler. Do you hear that in the TV every day now? There's a lot of people speaking bad about the rulers, people that God put in authority to watch over us and to protect us. I didn't realize he was the high priest, brother. For the scriptures say, never speak evil of any of your rulers. Then Paul thought of something. Part of the council were Sadducees and part were Pharisees. So he shouted, brothers, I'm a Pharisee, as were all my ancestors, and I'm being tried here today because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. this divided the council right down the middle, the Pharisees against the Sadducees. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, or angels, or even an eternal spirit within us. But the Pharisees believe in all of this. What do the Pharisees believe? They believe that there is a resurrection of the dead. There is angels, and there is God who can live in us and be with us. How do we know? The Bible says so. And the Bible is never wrong. Never deceive you. The Bible will never, the words and the word of God in the Bible are true. And it's happening. Everything in the Word of God is happening, or have happened, or will happen. And the shouting grew louder and louder, pulling Paul in this way and that way. Finally, the commander, fearing that they would tear him apart, they were going to kill him. They didn't like what he said. They didn't like that he challenged the priest. And they were going to kill him. But God had a different plan. Amen. So they, fearing that they would tear him apart, they ordered the soldiers to take him away and take him back to the armory. Put him back in jail, in other words. Friends, Jesus was the first, the resurrection of the dead. That's why this story is important, because before he died, he said, if you kill this body, if you kill him, in 3 days he would be resurrected from the dead. And they thought he was lying. But the Jews know that on the third day, he arose from the dead. The Christians know that because it's documented in the Bible, in all of the Gospels, 3 Gospels, all the witnesses. 50 people saw him, more than 50 people saw him arose from the dead. They didn't actually see him rise from the dead, but they saw him when he was resurrected. And remember, he resurrected Lazarus. Lazarus came back to life when Jesus told him, come out of the dead. Why? He has authority over the dead, over death and hell. And he one day will judge us about what we have done with him. Okay. We too shall return eternal life. One day, we too, you and me, are going to get up again after we die. And then there is judgment. And that's what this whole Bible is about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says, from Jesus Christ, who faithfully revealed all the truth. He was the first person to rise from the dead and to die no more. He is far greater than any king in all the earth. All praise to him who always loves us and who always sets us free from our sins and poured out his lifeblood for us. He has gathered us into the kingdom, his kingdom, and made us priests of God, his Father. Give to him everlasting glory, because he rules forever. Amen. Friends, if you heard this message today and you want to know this Jesus that Paul met on the way to Damascus, he was a killer. He liked to hunt down Christians. He liked to put them in jail or have them killed. But one day he met Jesus. I would like for you to know this Jesus, because he is the sweetest thing in the whole world. A pearl, a price that nobody could pay. Only he paid the price for us. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I don't know you. I don't know who you are, what you've done, but by faith I receive, I believe in you. It's the word of God that it says that you died for me personally. And I ask you to forgive me. Lord, help me to be a better person. Come into my life. Change me. I don't like what I'm doing. Change me. Give me a new direction. Show me who you are and let me serve you. Yes. And I thank you for salvation. I thank you for forgiving me for my sins. Lord, and as you forgave me, I forgive others today. Not by my feelings, but by faith. I receive you, and I believe you are the resurrected from the dead. Jesus said. If you said that prayer, friend, would you let me know on Facebook or let me know in the message that you have come to know Jesus? I would love to, or you have received Jesus. I would love to help you to learn more about who he is and what he's done for you personally and how he's going to lead you and direct you and love you forever. Amen.